Welcome. I'm Anastasia Glova, bringing you the Cato Daily Podcast. Full and edited versions of our podcasts are available on our website at www.cato.org. Last September, in his column for the Wall Street Journal, David Wessel wrote that the era of small government is over and that Katrina killed it. Has Katrina become an excuse to add more candidates to the long line of government programs advanced by the Bush administration? Chairman of the Cato Institute, Bill Niskanen, explores this possibility in today's podcast. What is the primary policy lesson to be learned from the government's response to Katrina?
The biggest problem is that governments at all levels will overpromise, will raise the expectation of people what they will do in the future. That will have the effect of reducing the amount of protection they take themselves, or maybe even the amount of insurance they buy.
So what should the role of government be in disaster relief? Specifically, what should the federal government do?
I think the federal government should do a number of things. One is to restore the infrastructure for which it has had an historic responsibility. That's most importantly in the New Orleans case, the levees, but also highways. Other infrastructure the federal government has maintained and financed in the past. Second is it should pay the people who bought federal flood insurance. Not everybody bought flood insurance, but those people who did should get the money. Third, I think that they should consider a new activity, which would be to create an alternative set of regulatory rules when there's a disaster, so that it doesn't take trying to work around asbestos controls and safety controls and historic district controls and so forth when you try to rebuild in after a disaster.
What should the federal government not do?
I think it should not do much of anything more than it's already done. It has already paid a lot of money to the people who were displaced. It has rebuilt most of the infrastructure. What I worry about is that there's another $40 billion out there that has been promised that will go into the reconstruction of private property that was not insured by the federal government. The Fed should not do that. There's a big complaint by the people in New Orleans that the Feds are holding up that money, but I would feel much better if that money never went to New Orleans at all. The federal government should not be reconstructing private property that did not have flood insurance.
So you're saying that local governments should be dealing with this kind of thing?
Well, they should decide whether they want to do something of that nature. There is, pardon me, one other thing the federal government should be careful not to do. It should go out of the way not to create an expectation that they will be the first responder in future crises. The state and local governments have to accept the responsibility to be the first responders, not using the army or whatever to try to rescue people from the roofs of buildings and so forth. They should be able to count on their police and their fire and their other emergency people to be the first responders in these situations.
Are local governments equipped to deal with disasters of Katrina's magnitude?
Not if they're under sea level. Most of New Orleans is under sea level, and if they have a major breach in the levees, which was the case in Katrina, they're going to have severe problems, and no local government on its own is going to be able to recover to its pre-flood state under that circumstance. That is not necessarily the wrong outcome. It's very difficult to make a case that the rest of us in the United States should finance the reconstruction of a city that has not protected itself and people who have not bought flood insurance and so forth. Local governments cannot handle a heavy hurricane on their own. Now, it's important for the people to remember, however, that Katrina was not that big a hurricane. It was only a Category 3 hurricane at the margin of the city when it finally landed. The primary problem was gross negligence by the Army Corps of Engineers. The levees in New Orleans were not topped, which would have spread the money evenly over the city. They were broken or breached. That led to very heavy flooding in parts of the city that had never been flooded before. It also meant that there was no way for the pumps to work for another several weeks until the levees were at least partially replaced so that they could start pumping out the water. New Orleans was, to a substantial extent, a man-made disaster, not a natural disaster. A natural disaster alone, given proper protection at Category 3 hurricane, shouldn't have been that much of a problem. There is a problem there, however, in that a 1928 federal law makes it impossible to sue the federal government for even gross negligence in building all these levees.
How can we better encourage people to invest in disaster insurance?
I think we should probably require that anybody who has a mortgage from a federally financed and insured bank must have flood insurance. My preference that it be unsubsidized flood insurance. The federal government subsidizes flood insurance, and even though it's subsidized, a lot of people don't get it. I think anybody who has a mortgage from a federally insured bank should be required to have flood insurance. FEMA and other government agencies should spend a day or two working with Walmart executives, because the very best performance in the immediate days following Katrina was by Walmart. They got bottled water to people in very difficult circumstances within hours after the storm. And in compared to FEMA behavior or any of the other so-called rescue groups, Walmart and the Salvation Army did better than anybody else.
This has been Cato Daily Podcast. Thank you for listening.